Welcome to the Awakened Rebels podcast featuring yours truly, Leanne Juliet, a self-proclaimed Awakened Rebel. I'm a soul catalyst, intuitive empath, psychic visionary, and the founder of LeanneJuliet.com. The Awakened Rebels podcast is a show that is all about being raw, real, and authentic to encourage you to get lit the fuck up in your life, get out of your own way, and start creating the impact you know your soul came here to make. My coaching style is blunt and to the point. I tell it as it is, without sugarcoating, and tell you what you need to hear and not necessarily what you want to hear. I want to encourage you to step into the highest version of yourself by stripping back the layers of bullshit you've been hiding behind. But don't worry, I get it. I hid for a long time too. And when I was done with ignoring my soul, I chose to rise and rose as the whole damn fire. If you would like to connect further after listening, then please head over to Facebook and join my group, Awakened Rebels, a group where I encourage you to be a spiritual rebel, own your truth, and follow your soul. So what are you waiting for? Get lit up and be the whole damn fire. Hey everyone, it's Leanne Juliet here. So just a quick live whilst I'm sat in the supermarket car park. I wanted to jump on and just talk about what resilience looks like when you're listening to your soul. What resilience looks like when you're listening to your soul and you're showing up as the leader and the person that you came here to be. And I kind of refer to resilience in this capacity from a business sense, because the people that I see who are, and come on and say hello, let me know where you're watching from. I'm like such a geek when it comes to like locations. Let me know like how this relates to you as well. So this is kind of in respect to those who are on an entrepreneurial path right now, those who are listening to their soul, those who are following their soul's calling. Hi, Andrew. Because when you, and I've actually just written a blog post about this as well, which kind of like inspired me as well. When you understand who the fuck you are, when you remember who the fuck you are, when you step into your soul's calling, your soul's mission, your soul's purpose and everything, and you realize that you cannot be happy unless you are following your soul and following your soul's mission and everything, that is what resilience looks like. Because let me tell you this, you are going to get tested the fuck out of whatever it is that you're here to do, especially those of us who have the entrepreneurial spirit, those of us who are going against the grain of society, those of us who are testing society and just like showing up in a way that doesn't fit in with society because we refuse to follow the fucking rules. That is what resilience looks like, because you're going to get tested, and you're going to get tested by the universe, who are going to like show, you know, bring people into your life who test you, who test your boundaries, who push your buttons, who are maybe toxic, who are negative. You're going to have experiences that disrupt you in a way like I've had recently this weekend. And that's what resilience looks like, because you have to continue to show up. Like when you know that, when you feel into what is within your soul, when you feel into the message of your soul, and you know that you're here for more, you know that you're here to impact, you know that you're here to inspire and encourage and empower other people with your soul's mission, whatever your mission is, then you are going to get tested. And resilience looks like showing the fuck up anyway, even when people doubt you, even when people call you crazy, even when people call you out, even when people are just nasty fucking like awful towards you. Hi, Bobby. Even when people are like that, that is what resilience looks like, because you have to stand grounded as fuck in who you are and what you're here for. And you're going to get tested, and it's not a case that you're going to get picked on. That's just bullshit. No, the universe will test your resilience. How fucking much do you want this? How much are you willing to bring your soul's vision to life in this current incarnation? How much do you want it? Because you're going to get tested. Because if you're a leaky container, if you're allowing people to push your buttons and put holes in your container, aka your energy field and everything, and to push you, then you are not ready for what the universe has for you yet. And I know that'll piss people off, because they'll be like, well, I just put my fucking order in with the universe and I just journal about it and I just set my intentions. That's bullshit. You have to do the fucking action as well. You have to show up like that, and you have to show up in a way that you know no bounds to yourself at all. Like, let me know, like, especially if you're watching on a replay as well, like, let me know how this talks to you. And also let me know, like, if you are resilient enough, or if you're getting tested and tested and tested. Because the thing is, like, if you are getting tested loads And by test, I mean where the universe is literally, it's pushing your boundaries because it wants to know how fucking much you actually want this. And it's not a case of the universe just being an absolute twat or anything like that. No, it's about the universe needs to know that you are a sacred vessel, that you are standing in the energy of the sacred vessel that you are to bring your vision and your purpose and your mission to life. And if you're allowing people to affect you, if your ego is getting triggered all the time when somebody says boo to you because they don't like you or whatever, then you are, you've got work to do on your resilience, because the more that you rise up, the more that you have a voice, the more that you have a purpose and a mission, and the more that you're here to inspire and impact on others and lead other people, especially those of you that are entrepreneurial spirits, the more that you're here to do that, the more you're going to get tested, because the more you're going to piss people off by you speaking up, by you sharing your truth and your voice and your passion and everything, the more you're going to get tested. And that's what resilience looks like. Like, I've been tested massively, like in the last like year or so, especially in like the last couple of months and whatever. And I just describe myself as like, you know, one of those weebles, like weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. You can push me as much as you want, but I still come back up again. And that's what resilience looks like. You know, when you're so grounded in your vision of what you're here to bring into creation in this particular life, then you cannot let anything sway you. At all. You have to show up anyway, no matter what, even if it hurts, even if those people that your loved ones and everything are just nasty to you or whatever, you have to continue to show up anyway, no matter what. You have to be so grounded in your resilience that this is what you're here to do, and just show up anyway. So let me know in the comments, especially if you're watching on replay or whatever, like, how this talks to you. How are you showing up? How are you being resilient in your life, especially in your business? And feel free to reach out to me as well. Like, let me know, reach out and DM or something like that. But thank you so much for watching. It's just a quick live because I'm going to go shopping now. So speak to you later. Much love. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Awaken Rebels podcast. I really hope that I've lit your soul up in some way or other. I would love to hear from you if this spoke to you, or if you'd like to share any feedback. You can connect with me further over in my Facebook group, Awaken Rebels, or by going to leannejuliet.com. So what are you waiting for? Get lit up and be the whole damn fire.